Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 2021. The topic is Q&A, and the title is, Why Do Doctors Push Pills? I will warn you up front that this podcast might annoy people. So hopefully that doesn't happen on a regular basis. So I'm glad I hope that this warning is necessary and proves itself to be unique in this podcast. But this podcast might tick a few people off. If you are on medication and you're mad at your doctors for being on medication, this one might frustrate you. I am saying that up front. And I also want to note that there are individual special situations in which the context of what I'm saying today might not directly apply to you, maybe only partially or not at all. So listen, and if you don't like it, don't accept it as being put on you. Maybe I'm not talking about you. Maybe it doesn't apply to you. If you get angry and frustrated, you can email me or message me from our website, www.brutalirongym.com. On the bottom of the homepage is a contact form. If you disagree or if you want to make your feelings known, it is helpful when you, if you feel frustrated, it's helpful to feel that you have a voice. So if you want to have a voice, you can message me on the website. I'll respond back in kindness, and if there's anything I can do to help with whatever your issue is, I definitely will, and I appreciate if you do reach out, because if you're trying to share something that you feel like maybe I'm not aware of or I don't touch on, it's helpful for me to know that, and then maybe that does help me. So I'm not going to knock on somebody if they want to send me a message of frustration. I would understand. So we'll get into it now that I've probably, piqued your interest. I was talking with a client recently, new client, and they did decide to work with me. So, spoiler alert, but you'll understand why I'm saying that. They did decide to work with me, but they're on multiple medications. They're on medication for rheumatoid arthritis, blood pressure, and cholesterol. These side effects are absolutely crushing her. They're destroying her quality of life. She has extreme fatigue. She's emotionally disconnected, kind of uninspired. She said, it's not depression. I just don't care about anything. I'm not excited by the things that typically excite me. I'm not even saddened by the things that typically sadden me. I'm just kind of in blah, you know. And then she has a lack of hunger. She is struggle bus, to even eat like once a day. And she said it's just destroying her life. She wants to come off all of the medications. I actually helped a friend of hers do that. She's seen the transformation in the friend. She thought it was amazing. So she reached out, and in our discussion about if I could help her and, you know, what would that look like, she said that, quote, I feel like the doctors I've been seeing are just pushing pills on me, like all they want to do is make their money for prescriptions. My response was, what choice did they have? And this is the part that's going to possibly tick some people off. I understand. Just maybe if you have an open mind and you're still listening, view it from the perspective that I'm presenting in today's podcast. And maybe we can understand that there's a middle ground on this. And so again, she said, I feel like the doctors have just been pushing pills on me. And my response was, what choice did they have? Now, what do I mean by that question? Is what helps alleviate issues associated with rheumatoid arthritis? Weight loss, food choices, and strength training. If you lose weight, rheumatoid arthritis can be more manageable. If you make different food choices, huge difference there. And strength training, huge difference as well. Can they do any of those for you? No, they can't. They can't do weight loss for you. They can't do food choices for you. They can't do strength training for you. And then, this is the point that's kind of, you know, poking a finger, and this is what people might not like, is I asked the client, I said, what were you doing for those areas? What were you doing towards weight loss? Nothing. What were you doing about food choices? Nothing. She was still eating fried foods and all the crappy foods that doctors have told her not to. And was she strength training? No. If we look at blood pressure, what helps lower blood pressure that we can control that isn't like genetic? Weight loss, food choices, strength training. Can they do any of those for you? No. Were you doing any of those for you? No. Same for cholesterol. Weight loss, food choices, strength training. Can they do any of those for you? No. Were you doing any of those for you? No. The non-pill options were yours. That's what I told the client. They were yours to choose, but you didn't. So you went to the doctor and you asked them for help within what options they could choose. And the only choice they have is which pill is best, which medicine is best. So I wasn't telling this to the client to beat them up. I didn't want to make them feel bad. And this conversation actually took over an hour. And along the way, we were giggling, laughing. She had a good time. Like I said, she signed up for me. So I'm presenting this in a very shortened, very concise, very pokey, matter-of-fact type way. In person, I was much nicer. And we had a good time talking about it. But what I wanted to get across to her was, it's important that she doesn't blame the doctors. It's not important where we place blame. Let's not even look at blame. That was one of the big things we talked about, was like that we're past that. It doesn't matter to an extent. Okay? To an extent. It doesn't matter how we got here. It matters what are we going to do from here. The doctors could only do what they could do, which was give medication. But what could we have done? We could have worked on weight loss. We could have worked on food choices. We could have strength trained. If we haven't yet, we haven't to this point, let's do it now. If we don't accept what's within our control, we don't therefore try to control it, and we don't make change. Everything stays the same. Some things in life are our fault, yes, but some are not. But if we want to create change, it's our responsibility to create that change. If we blame other people and wait for other people to change so we can experience change, you're going to grow bitter, old, and dead before change happens. It's very unlikely other people will change if they're not the ones directly impacted by not changing, right? So we have to create that change. So I told the client that I'm glad they reached out, but I'm also glad the doctors gave them the pills. I said, the pills are going to keep you alive long enough for us to create the lifestyle changes needed so then you can stay alive without the pills. The doctors only acted within the choices that they had. In what way could they create change? Medication. But what way can we create change? When we're looking at medication reduction, which is what I help people with in this scenario, in this category of how I help clients, in this area, we can make change by weight loss, food choices, and strength training. The doctors chose within what they could choose. And this client was choosing within what they could choose, but they were choosing not to do it. There's many reasons. They felt overwhelmed. They felt defeated. By the time things got kind of bad enough that they realized it was super important, they were on the medications, they were fatigued, tired, and worn out already. So where can they go? Before they realized it was that bad, it was that bad. They were at rock bottom. How do you pick yourself up out of rock bottom? It's extremely hard to do. Can it be done? Hell yeah. Is it extremely hard to do? Absolutely yes. Is it easier to do when you have someone else helping you? Absolutely yes as well. They saw their friend make a transformation. They're like, friend, you know, how'd you do that? What happened? They're like, hey, I was working with this guy. He can help you. So they reached out, and now I'm going to help them. If you need to get out of rock bottom, you don't have to do it by yourself. If you feel overwhelmed, and that's why you're not choosing to be action, like take action and do things, well, get underwhelmed, get somebody to help, learn some more things, read some books, like find a way to get out. But that all take action, and it's hard to take action when you're depressed and unexcited with life and you're miserable and you're tired all the time. So that's when you get help. You lean on someone else's energy when you don't have any of your own. So this is what I'm going to do with the client. I'm going to help them. Our approach when we're looking at reducing medication is to find the right calorie range for that client, for their body type, activity level, you know, muscle mass, all the normal like personality, individual type things, personal things. We have to find the right calorie range, and then we have to develop daily consistency. We have to find the right protein range and develop daily consistency. We have to ensure the food choices match what's best for their individual issues. So if they have fried foods and it makes their joints hurt, stop eating fried foods. If you have citrus fruit or dairy sugars and it makes your joints hurt, stop eating those things. But we know that. Now the game is, how do I stop? Like when I have fried food, what are the triggers for that? What typically makes me choose those foods? And how can I choose something different next time? So knowing that we need to not do something, okay, but, you know, that, well, like, that's good, but it doesn't do anything. It's when we actually not do it, right? When we know what not to do, who cares? How do we actually not do it? That's the part that I'm helping with. You know, it's people who smoke cigarettes. Are cigarettes bad for you? Yes. Is that even debatable? No. Do people still smoke? Yes. Why? That's the question. Why? Why do we do things that are bad for us? And then we have to figure out, okay, if I want to stop doing that as often, what are the triggers? What are the reasons? What are some substitutions? We have to deep dive into that a little bit. We have to come up with a game plan. We have to put the game plan to test. We have to then modify and make changes and then refine, and then put it to test, refine, put it to the test, and do that over and over and over and over and over and over. But that's what we're looking to do. Find the right calories, be consistent with it every day. Find the right protein, be consistent with it every day. Make the right food choices and be as consistent as we possibly can be in those. And then develop an exercise routine that includes strength training and muscle growth stimulus, and develop weekly consistency. We need to eat the right amount of food, the right calories, the right protein. We need to eat the right foods, the ones that don't tick off our issues. And we need to lift weights. If you do that consistently, the need for pills will be reduced. So if we go back to the title, why do doctors push pills? A better question is, what choice do they have? Are you leaving the doctor with no other choice? Is there a choice that you can have influence over that you're not choosing to exert that influence yet? That would be a place to start. That would be somewhere to look. Get the pills if you need so in the meantime, and then do the underlying work so eventually the pills aren't as necessary or maybe not necessary at all. So again, I understand this might tick some people off. I just want to present it because they're like some of I work with doctors. Like I have actually doctors who are my clients, and there's a little bit of like a, you know, protective aspect. I want to speak up for them. You know, like they're not villains. They're all very good quality people. So they're not pushing pills with a financial agenda. At least not the doctors that I work with. I know they're good people. I talk to them on a regular basis, you know. So they would like to not have pills involved as well in most cases, especially when, like, basically in the cases in which they could be avoided. That's what they would prefer as well because they don't want the side effects. They don't want the extra cost. It would be better for the person to be all around healthy because the pills might, maybe they reduce, you know, the fatigue, some of the emotional issues, but there still might be other issues that if the person were to lose weight, build muscle, you know, live a healthier lifestyle, it would address and impact so many more other aspects of their life. So the doctors don't want you to even be on the pills if they don't have to be on the pills. So give them a different choice. Like, do some other things first. Don't just blame the doctors if they're giving you pills, if that's the only choice you've left them with. Does that make any sense? I hope so. Well, I'm going to leave it at that. Just short, quick one. Just kind of throw that out there, let some people think on it. If you want to reach out, you can reach out on the website, www.brittleirongym.com. On the bottom of the homepage is a contact form. You can send me any messages you want on there. I answer everybody back within 2 weeks. If I have not answered you back, and it's been longer than 2 weeks, somehow I missed your email, I apologize. Can you please resend it? But to the best of my knowledge, I've answered everybody within the last 2 weeks. So hopefully that keeps up. Awesome. Well, if you like the podcast, please share the podcast. The more people that know about the podcast, the more people can be helped by the podcast. I appreciate it if you share it, and hopefully they will as well. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on our website. And if you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.